Well, well, well. I cannot believe how much you have already found out. A marvelous job. Well done, all of you. Now, let me summarize what you have revealed in this round. Firstly, doesn't money make the world go round? Pierre did not feel sad about his employer's death and stole money from him. The good old prince is trapped for cash. Oh dear. Lewis Zumaker relied on notes to keep investing in his career and owed him for past sponsorship. That must be a weight on his mind. Yet, Trixie also relied on notes for money. I think this may be important later on. James Burroughs also believed he was on too little pay. Did it all get too much for him? Secondly, let's talk about the different relationships some of our guests had with notes. Nick seems to be rather blasé about her father's death. Is no one else thinking this is odd? Le Digit was invited here by Mr. Notes. My little grey cells are rather suspicious about why. Another relationship to consider is Ginger and Notes. She definitely wasn't just entertaining him. Also, what about Shirley Holmes, huh? Has she got any other reasons to be here rather than just work? Greta Moore, the police just searched your room and saw a threatening message from Notes to you. What was that about? And Bruce Kanga, a drug dealer. Who would have guessed? Lastly, I want to draw your attention to the others, who I believe need investigating further. Forgive me, Princess, but I think there is more to your story. Scarlet, your previous relationship with Notes is something we need to hear more about. Lastly, Jimmy Bone, you aren't trying to hide who you are, and that concerns me. Are you trying to distract us from a bigger secret? Well, guests, keep discussing and questioning each other. I look forward to clearing this part of the casino and meeting you all soon. Bonne chance!